Welcome back to our final segment of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Boyd Rutherford, Assistant Secretary for Administration at the USDA. Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Mike Wasson. Boyd, as we said in the start, the USDA plays a significant role in protecting the safety of the nation's food supply. Could you elaborate a bit on the role and the support of your agency in doing so? Specifically, how does the agency prepare for and respond to both, let's say, animal-based and human-based pandemics or threats?
Well, you know, from the department standpoint, the first line would be the individual agency that has that responsibility, and that might be our Animal Plant Health and Inspection Service, our Food Safety and Inspection Services. They're actually on the ground level that would deal with the animal side of some pandemic or epidemic of some sort. From my perspective, the way we support, we at the agency level or department level, is making sure that the infrastructure is in place that supports them. And that infrastructure can be in information systems, getting information to them, the personnel that's necessary. Because if you're talking about a human pandemic, there may be issues associated with and in most cases, it's going to be kind of regionally, and it may flow across the country or start one place, is being able to backfill mission-critical positions. So making sure that we know who is out, who is not able to work because of a particular situation, and being able to backfill, shift research to another location, bring in food inspectors if need be to a new location. If it's office workers, maybe they're able to work in an alternative site or telecommute so that they're not around a bunch of folks and possibly spreading the germs. If it's, you know, purely animal-borne, that is something that the agencies are very accustomed to working with and using, and we just make sure that we have the infrastructure and can provide the supplies to them that they need from a logistics standpoint.
So flexibility is really key to this.
Flexibility
strategy
is very important. As I mentioned before, we operate a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week operation center, and so it's also getting information out, which we've had in natural disasters, making sure that we get information out to the personnel that's needed.
Boyd, there's much discussion in government today about collaboration. What kinds of partnerships are you developing now to improve operations or outcomes at USDA, and how many of these partnerships change over time?
Well, we have both internal and external partnerships. From an external standpoint, I mentioned the BioPreferred program. We work with various stakeholder groups with regard to making sure that we're implementing the program in a manner that is supportive of first, the statute, which came out of the Farm Bill, and the regulations that implement the program, but also industry and government. Industry from a standpoint of selling this product to government, and then the government needs and purchasing officials and what they require for that. We also have worked with GSA, General Services Administration, in terms of their green alley that they have on their GSA Advantage, but as well as working with them at their GSA Expo, where we've been able to work with them over the last 2 years and anticipate this year working with them by providing training as well as exhibit space for some of the bio-based providers so that they have an opportunity to market their goods and services to the federal acquisition community. Also on the sustainability side, through the department, and this is both an internal and external partnership, our office and our Agricultural Research Center, particularly the one out in Beltsville, Maryland, just outside of the Beltway, has been doing this composting. And we've worked with the Capitol and the Speaker's office, Speaker Pelosi's office, where we are actually taking some of their cafeteria waste along with our cafeteria waste and waste from the World Bank and composting it out in our Beltsville facility. So it addresses a green issue in terms of reducing waste that would go to a landfill. We compost it and return it back to the Capitol or our offices, not in the offices, but the grounds around our offices, the flower beds, as some returning nutrients to the soil. We've also worked with the Department of Energy. We currently have a test hydrogen-powered vehicle that we're testing. It's one of 100 vehicles that General Motors has provided through a Department of Energy grant to test the vehicle. We have that. We're also working with the Department of Energy on hydrogen fuel cell technology for power generation as backup power. We're looking at that for one of our facilities outside of Washington, as well as downtown, working with GSA, Department of Energy, to possibly have a hydrogen-powered fuel cell to serve as backup power and possibly power any remaining data centers that might be in our South Building, because it does deliver clean power. And I mean clean, not necessarily – well, it is green clean power, but also uninterrupted power for data centers. Internally, we've been working with that very decentralized nature of all our HR personnel to implement an enterprise-wide time and attendance system. And that has been a very good partnership and working relationship, as well as, I mentioned, fleet management, making sure we're working with all of the agencies with regard to attempts to reduce our petroleum consumption, increase the mileage per gallon of our fleets, and right-sizing, just generally right-sizing our fleets.
Boyd, I'd like to transition now to the future, if I may. Can you give us a sense of some of the key issues that will affect the areas under your management, such as advancing green initiatives or procurement or human capital, let's say over the next 3 or 4 years?
Well, I think one of the challenges is going to continue to happen is going to be funding and financing. As we know from the news, there's only a certain amount of money to go around. Administrative functions like mine are not always the first thing that the lawmakers think of. They are not getting calls from back home about office space for federal workers or instituting procurement plans unless someone goes to jail over it. For the most part, they're calling about programs, the external programs, not necessarily the internal workings. So that's going to continue to be a challenge, I think, in terms of how we operate. But at the same time, it helps us to make sure that we're constantly improving, figuring out ways to operate more efficiently as we move forward. And so I think there'll be greater use of technology. I expect that the greening initiatives, both from an operational standpoint and from a procurement standpoint, will continue to be a focus for the department, as well as in the whole areas of human capital management, how we address the succession and the fact that the workforce is aging, the use of technology to accommodate people, you know, in distant locations, be it telecommute or diversifying our locations. I may have mentioned at one point, there's not as much of a need to have every person in Washington any longer. There are places that it's less expensive to operate in this country, and in some cases where we can attract a workforce a lot easier. And through technology, we don't have to have some of our transactional operations here in Washington. They can be done in other locations and done a lot more efficiently than they would be here.
So, Boyd, you've obviously had a very successful career, and you spent a good part of that in public service, both at the state level and at the federal level. So, given your extensive experiences, what advice might you give a person who's out there considering a career in public service?
Well, I think a career in public service, one, is honorable, and they need to recognize it for that. I think that sometimes gets lost, particularly here in Washington, because there's so many public servants in Washington, it just becomes the industry. It's the job. It's the steel mill. But it is – you are actually there representing the people and working for the people of the country. So it's an honorable thing to do to go into public service. But be willing to learn and be willing to accept new challenges. Tendencies that I've seen for some people is that they're not as willing to accept challenges. And that's only a few. But the ones who have been successful, who've moved up the ranks and really have proven their mettle, are the ones who are willing to accept new challenges, that they're willing to accept change. And they look at that as an opportunity versus something to fear. I tell my staff often when You know, we're going through transition now. There's a new president that's going to be inaugurated on January 20th. A new administration is going to come in. I will be leaving. Someone else will be coming in. And I've had staff members come to me and say, oh, what are we going to do? Who's going to be our new boss? We don't know. And I smile and I say to them, hey, you have a job. I don't. but, you know, I also point out that you should be looking at this as an opportunity. The next person coming into this job is going to take this department, it's going to take this agency to another level. That's the idea. Mm-hmm. Whatever I've been able to do or to accomplish, the next person is going to take that and do even more. So you should be, you know, happy to see transition. Not, I don't want you to be happy that I'm leaving per se, but you know, it's something to embrace, and there may be more opportunities for you with new leadership.
That's wonderful advice and a great perspective. Boyd, unfortunately, we have reached the end of our hour here. I want to thank you for your time. But more importantly, Mike and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country as the Assistant Secretary for Administration at USDA.
Thank you. And I'd like to point out, people, please feel free to go to USDA.gov to see what the department does. It's a very interesting department. Also, in the area of sustainable operations, which is the pride and joy for me, I'd like to direct you to the website greening.usda.gov. That's greening.usda.gov to see what we're doing in the areas of sustainable operations.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Boyd. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Boyd Rutherford, Assistant Secretary for Administration at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. My co-host has been Mike Wasson, Director in IBM's Federal Civilian Industry Practice. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.